True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This update is brought to you by Darrell Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Darrell Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Starting in the NFL, week one wrapped up with the Vikings beating the Bears 27-24. Week two begins on Thursday with the Packers and Commanders. The Dolphins will play their home opener on Sunday when they host New England. And to the Marlins, who fell to the Nationals 15-7. Game two of the four-game series is tonight with the first pitch at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
Can you tell when a quarterback is confused and flustered? Because, you know, Tua was patting the ball at times, you know?
Most definitely. We knew the guy, you know, he get the ball out pretty quick. And once we take away his first read, I feel like it's panic mode after that. And it showed yesterday, man. We took away his first read, and he was trying to get rid of the ball real quick.
All right, that was Xavien Howard after the game saying, hey, man, we got pressured. After he looked at his first read, it wasn't there. We knew we had him. Put a lot of pressure on him. And
panic mode.
Panic mode. Said, yeah. Panic mode.
Hey, man, this is a full pile on here, huh? This is about as good a dog pile as we've seen.
I am. You know the beauty of sports? Like, you know, you look at games and you watch them and you go, damn. Just, I didn't see that coming, and we come in, and you know, we talk about it. And that. Hey, by the way, if you knew what the outcome was always going to be, you know, and a lot of times it is, but and a lot of games, you're like, hey, the Ravens and Bills are playing. I go, man, it's going to be a hell of a game. I can't wait. It was a hell of a game. Hell, it might be the best game of the year, but I didn't see that truly coming. And it's not just the fact that they lost 33-8 and the numbers were so lopsided across the board, which usually equals all the things they're being accused of, not prepared, and everything else, not ready to play, all the mental mistakes. I mean, it was like whatever the coach has been telling them for the last month, they just went, nah, I'm not interested. It was just you truly, and so the reaction – when you have so much time to prepare and understand the importance of getting off to a good start and you play like crap. See, I've already done better, Woody. You know, I'm in love with that S word. I did it.
Well, you got scolded yesterday.
I didn't get scolded. She just asked me to stop. It's different. I don't want to make it sound. I like that woman.
Well, she probably knew you were in a bad mood. You were very moody yesterday.
I was moody. I was moody.
Yesterday
I just
was a bad day,
no man. It was just
day. You had to fly home with that. I mean, I genuinely, I'm not even kidding. I do feel bad. For
and you asked me what was the plane like, and I said it was the most quiet plane I can remember.
I genuinely feel terrible.
By the way,
for you, it, Jimmy, and Bo,
it should have been when
that.
We walked through there, and every guy had his head down, and a lot of guys were not happy. And honestly, look at it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for them, the way they played. The coaches, I'm sure there wasn't a lot of yapping going on up there either, because they were equally bad on both sides of the football. with everything. By the way, Charles Davis was talking about, and I didn't mention it. I saw it right after the game. A lot of people go to Larry Zonka, who doesn't say a lot in his home up in northern part of Florida. Unprepared, uninspired, and unacceptable. Now, Larry, they're usually, he's gotten older. He's really become mellow, Hall of Fame fullback. Played on 17-0 team, won back-to-back championships, and everybody knows the Larry Zonka story. And I always call him the president of the club after spending time with him, because all the other guys that played all want to hang out with Larry and be with Larry and hear stories. And he's just phenomenal to be around. And just to give you an idea, even from that standpoint, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. And nationally, they got hammered yesterday, to put it nicely, on everything. So how do they bounce back against the Patriots, who lost 20-13 in their home loss? And as Charles said, they're going with a lot of young guys, although they still have a lot of veterans on that team, but they do have a lot of young guys, and they got a big free agent class from last year. They had more money than anybody, and they went out and spent a lot of money on to get this thing going quickly, or speed it up from the four wins that they had. I believe they had four wins last year. So anyway, we'll be talking more about that stuff. So the other issue that the team has to deal with is, there's so many parts, like, you can't make this up, the Tyreek Hill thing. And the part of this is, I want to make it clear, I've been divorced. I don't know how many of you out there have been divorced. But Tyreek Hill is, you know what happened this offseason, and I thought it was over. Matter of fact, what was it, Woody, a week or a couple weeks ago, we came out and we found out what she got, and, you know, they had the whole breakdown.
They're going over the numbers.
They're going the numbers and what she gets a month, and money put away that she gets, that he had to put away for her, and she gets the house, and she can't have a $200,000 car, but she can have up to a $100,000 car. Hope she can find something nice for $100,000.
I don't know what happened between then and now. I don't know if there was a hiccup in any of those numbers. Well,
whatever it is, apparently they're not completely. Well, they're not divorced. There's not almost divorced.
There's no almost.
No, there's no almost. Okay. Unless you want to call it a deep separation. We've had those too. Those didn't work out. I tried a separation living together. I don't recommend. By the way, I don't do a lot of things with marriage, but I don't recommend living together when you're separated. That just.
What's separated? Is that
that's
like
just
up?
Like, we're done. Okay. We know it can't work out. We know it, but for right now, till we get set up in a different place, we're going to have to stay together. Plus, you had kids involved, and it just
not good.
I could entertain you with stories for 4 hours. You might not think much of me, but I can tell you, it was not good. It was not a good situation. But this thing with T. Hill now comes out on top of Woody, as you said, everything else. And now you call me, you go, you can't make this up. Did you see TMZ, of course, got it first. His soon-to-be ex-wife, not ex-wife yet, but soon-to-be, is now accused T. Hill of domestic violence with 8 separate incidents, and breaks them all down. I think said her mother-in-law was involved. The child,
oh, they're ugly.
They're bad. Ugly. When you start talking about your child, they have together.
The timing of it to come out is a little bizarre. But.
It's just bad. And so I checked around a little bit. I mean, there could be an NFL investigation now, because it's pretty serious. And hey, the league gets a crap beat out of them when that one, you know, again, if there's video, he's toast. If there's a video, And there's a lot of different parts. Like, look at, if he loses this job, and it is bad, going to be a lot of mothers, and I'm not trying to get in his business, going to be a lot of people out a lot of money, including her. So whatever this is that's going on right now. It's and listen, it's a terrible anything, and I get it. I'm very sensitive to this stuff, and that this is just not what the Miami Dolphins needed on top of everything else that's going on. And Tyreek Hill had 4 catches for 40 yards. I think everybody knows that, 10 yards per catch for a guy that's the fastest man potentially in the National Football League. I'm going by his 10 100 meters here just a few months ago. So it's been a rough year. But then they come out with a stat yesterday. Woody, you told me about it first, and then I heard it. Tyreek Hill, in the last 12 months, has had one reception over 30 yards, and that was against Jacksonville a year ago. And by the way, Jacksonville's start was not a great start for T. Hill either, and I'm talking about before he got to the game. Now, you know, there's trade stuff. He's going to get traded. Look, I think with all this stuff going on, I'm not so sure anybody's going to be in a hurry till this thing gets worked out with these allegations now that
you know what's weird though,
the
you bring
X
that
is
up?
Coming out with.
Like we talk about the trade thing, like, the Dolphins should have known this was coming. Right? Like, this should not, I don't know what the hell's going on over there, but you think they were sitting at home yesterday and like they refreshed TMZ and saw the story and like, oh no,
that's a great question.
Because if these,
I don't know.
Regardless of true, not true, whatever, his image is, you know, tradability like takes a massive hit.
I don't think anybody's completely surprised after he's been accused of this before.
No, but this, the stuff in the thing has details and it's ugly. Okay. And I'm not going to rush to say like who's, you know, what's true and what's not true, Joe, but like regardless, it's not good.
No,
it's pretty ugly. And I wonder if the Dolphins were blindsided by this.
I don't know.
But I just know. Like, could they have been? I mean,
so the problem goes back to now, because the police on the last one that we had in the offseason, they went, they listened to everybody, and everybody was let go, right? Nobody was taken to the police station or anything else. They listened and asked somebody to leave. I don't know if they asked him to leave and, you know, take a break or what it was, but this is bad. It's going to pick up steam. It's bad. And it's just the worst timing coming off the game. And then the other part that should not get a hall pass while you have them is, I mean, we could do a Tyreek Hill show for 4 hours. How do you explain you can't get him with all these people that do this for a living? It's job. You got the most explosive player in the NFL that you're using like a possession receiver. You start talking about 10, 11, 12 yards a catch. You got Tyreek Hill, and he's had one catch for 30 yards in a year. Like, wait, we just added more guys that have coordinator behind their names. When you guys sit up at night drinking coffee, going over things, you can't figure something out. And by the way, this is not just running takeoffs. Well, the safety's back there running takeoff. Safety goes, I'm here already. No, there's a whole bunch of different routes everybody runs. They're more creative now than ever, finding holes and deep crossing routes and things and corner routes and finding an open area between a corner and a safety. We don't do any of it, any of it. Unless you're telling me the O-line is that bad and they can't block long enough for you to do it, or you don't have a running game, which, by the way, you don't have a running game, you don't run the ball enough. It's frustrating all the way around, and coaches should not get a hall pass on the offensive side of the ball. Should not get a hall pass. There's a lot of money being spent. When you get a coordinator behind your name, that's money. I got to go to break here. I'm sorry about that, Woody. Sorry about that, man. We got more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on here. We get you caught up on the injury bug as well and who might not be playing this Sunday against the Patriots. Hurricane season is coming. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Chev's all fired up. He got up early this morning, gave me a call. I said, Joel, hey, man, you got to tell people I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. We're growing fast for a reason. We are really good. Used to just do windows and doors. Now we're doing roofing because people wanted it. Want to be able to get the whole combination. And if you got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews for you to review. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. You know the noodles will be hitting all over the Atlantic Ocean. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Covering all of South Florida. Knowledgeable staff will answer the phone with any questions you have so we can get you going with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Excited to see that. Like I said, you know, we don't want to overreact or we don't want to underreact with what the performance was like. We got to go look at the film. But I'm definitely curious to see, you know, okay, I came in on Tuesday. I seen these guys on Tuesday last week. I want to see if these same guys are watching film on Tuesday this week. Like, I want to see how everyone goes about their process. I mean, same for me. But then outside of their process, you know, how they go out there and execute what they need to do. To be able to turn this thing around for week two.
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
I think we'd all like to see Tua, instead of worrying about all the other guys playing his position, we'd like to see him just worry about playing better himself. Matter of fact, every guy needs to look in the mirror themselves. But he happens to play quarterback. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. Omar, we didn't have it, but everybody's been talking about it, including earlier this morning, Charles Davis brought up your question that you said, hey, when you throw them in bunches, and he wasn't real excited about it. What do you think overall about Tua? I know the offensive line made some mistakes. They weren't great. They have some injuries, yeah. But what do you think overall about Tua's play?
It was his second worst passer rated performance in his NFL career. It was his 24th game where he'd committed multiple turnovers, whether interception or fumble. The bulk of his games, when he does turn the ball over, they are multiple turnover and interception games. He's got a 10-14 record when he does that. But as we all know, every team struggles to win games when they turn the ball over multiple times.
Yes.
This is, and I'm not putting any of those interceptions on anybody else other than Tua. It was a poor game for Tua. And as we know, this team, this offense, it goes as Tua goes. But he wasn't the sole problem. Unfortunately, when you talk about football and you talk about fantasy football, and everything always comes back to the quarterback. The defense didn't get a single stop. Not one.
No.
Not a single stop.
Terrible.
Not one. The team is built on pass rushing pressure. Daniel Jones probably could have made a ham sandwich with all the dressings in it before he threw the ball.
Pass rush was terrible. Yep, not good enough.
And that's the strength of your team. Your secondary got exposed because you had no pass rushing.
That's true. All hooked together.
A tight end that you passed up on, who a lot of people thought was going to be generational. I did not, so I'm not going to sit here and super criticize them. But he tore up every Dolphins defender in his very first NFL game. And making it worse, the tight end that you built this thing on was on the sidelines because he's a 33-year-old coming out of retirement who obviously hurt his hip.
Yeah.
He's fallen and he can't get up. As I wrote in my Miami Herald column, everything that would have been your worst nightmare for a season opener showed up in that game. There isn't a single bad nightmare that didn't show up.
You know, it's fun. One more question, and I do want to get about the team not being prepared when you have so much time to work on, including coaches, by the way, that don't get a hall pass on this either. But Xavien Howard said something everybody's been saying for a long time. You get two out of that first read, and now he's getting ready and looking for something else, and you can rattle him. And he made a point to say that. What'd you think of that? I figure that panic mode is what they called it. No surprise.
I wouldn't necessarily agree with panic mode. Isn't the goal of every team to take a quarterback's first read away and kind of force him to check down the pass? I mean, I remember that was, I remember when Ed Reed, it was like the first game in Baltimore for Chad Henne. And he got exposed, and Ed Reed was in the locker room. He's like, yeah, he's a simple quarterback. You take away his first read, and, you know, he's going to check it down. We'll take that all day long. This isn't exactly the same thing, but what you're seeing, and I've had this conversation with Xavien multiple times about Tua. What you're seeing is there are certain passes where teams do not worry about Tua throwing them. And so over the process of all these games that he's played, they've got a book on Tua. And so now, especially on third down, which is what I found very interesting, on the interception where the defensive lineman drops into coverage, they rushed three.
Yep.
They didn't and three flushed him out, which is kind of weird. Three shouldn't beat five, but, you know, that's what happens sometimes. So they dropped eight into coverage. And they clouded the middle of the field because they know how to operate. They know he's going to Malik Washington. They know he's going to the slot. They know he's just trying to move the chains. And they gave him the outside. So if he wanted to take the outside, he could have taken the outside. And this is not something that's uncommon. I see this all the time in NFL games. They're like, it's third and two. You want to take the deep shot? Go ahead and take the deep shot. But that's just not how Tua has been playing lately. And they clouded the middle of the field. It's the cloud coverage. And this started with Houston too, by the way. Houston would show them one thing and then drop back into coverage and take advantage of another three turnover performance, which I think he's turned the ball over three times in two of his last three games that he's played in the NFL. But you know, I said this yesterday on Twitter, and I do really do believe this. You know, I think a lot is being made too much about people have caught up to Mike McDaniel's offense. I think there's some credence to that. I think there's some merit to the fact that teams have caught up to who Tua is as a quarterback and how he operates. He gets he's a rhythmic thrower. His foot, and Tua said it in a press conference, and this is the first time he ever really revealed that. My footwork determines what I do. And so on the pass with Tyreek, he was like, my footwork told me I should have moved off it, but I didn't. And right now, I think the key is teams are trying to get him off his rhythm. And when he's off his rhythm, he's not a very good quarterback.
That's something
coaches have to address.
Yeah. And by the way, Mike McDaniel had his roughest day as a head coach of the Miami Dolphins yesterday, for sure. Anyway, before we get to that, I want to ask you about Tyreek Hill, who, by the way, just like everything going on yesterday wasn't enough, the old ex-wife pops up with accusing him of domestic violence. 8 separate incidents. The NFL probably going to get involved in this and have check it out or no. You think there'll be an investigation on this or no? Or they're just going to go, she's just angry?
I don't think there's going to be an investigation on this. This is one, it's a divorce proceeding. I thought they had an agreement, but, you know, I'm not. One, you could say anything in a divorce proceeding or in a statement, which isn't even available to anybody, including the media. But
TMZ got it.
Yeah, of course they did. But how did they get it? That's the question.
Somebody's giving out info over there. Yeah.
Perfect timing. You know, not to say that any of this isn't true, but it's kind of convenient that it comes out at this very moment, considering, you know, you're trying to get a settlement done.
It's just a bad time with everything going on. The Dolphins, too, and Dolphin fans. It's the last thing you want to hear about. Oh, my God, more drama off the field. Let's just keep it on the field. But second part I want to get to with you, this stat that I wasn't even aware of it. The last time that Tyreek Hill had a reception over 30 yards was Jacksonville in the opener a year ago, more than now more than a year ago. That's incredible to me. Like, if I'm the coaches, I'm embarrassed about that.
Let's think about that for a little bit.
Okay? Nothing to think about.
No. There's something to think about.
That the fastest man in the game, who's made a living on big plays down the field, even on catches, being able to run after catch.
There's something to think about from on so many fronts about it. Because hell, if he would have came down with the catch that he initially caught that got ripped away from him against Stingley, you know, we wouldn't be talking about that. But Tyreek didn't play healthy last year, and I'm not making an excuse for him, but that's just the reality of it. He was shut down all offseason because of a surgery that he decided to forego and play the entire season with a wrist injury. Should Tyreek be playing better? Should he look better? Absolutely. Should he be targeted more? Absolutely. Should the offense look more dynamic? Absolutely. But he's not the end all be all for this team. The run game is going. The run game was having success. Obviously, with all the turnovers, they couldn't rely on it. Tyreek will look better and play better when they have a run game. And, you know, I have just as much issue about how Tyreek has played over the last year as I do how Jalen Waddle has played.
By the way,
neither one of them have been good.
We get Waddle a hall pass because we talk so much about Tyreek Hill. I did bring it up here a few minutes ago. Like, what's going on with Jalen Waddle, too? And by the way, he goes down, and every time he's getting up and he's coming off the field and banged up a lot.
Tyreek, too. Yeah, but Tyreek, too. Tyreek
same deal. Pulled himself out a few times. He did. Put that old hand up. You're right.
Yeah, he's grimacing. He's, you know, and at this point, injuries, we're week one. Tyreek had 3 weeks off, and I understand he's playing with a calf injury and oblique injury, but it's showtime. This is showtime. And if there was ever an all hands on deck kind of situation, because at this point, if the season continues to go at this rate, if they lose, let's say, to Patriots and then head up to Buffalo, Mike might not be making it back from Buffalo.
You might be right. You know what? I thought if something happened, it would happen later in the season, but I had no idea they're going to play like this. And you've got another team that's very, I think you're even favored. Are you favored? Woody, I got to ask Woody if we're favored in this game, but think they are. I mean, you gotta win this game at home. 2.5 point favorite. Yeah.
Here's my thing that, you know, Joe, you know me, I'm blunt, I'm honest. We talk privately, we talk on the radio. I'm pretty much the same person on and off. They're not that bad. They're not as bad as they showed against the Colts. Like, that was a butt kicking. That was a, you failed in every regard of the game. I did not see that. I don't think that that's their talent level. Do they have issues? Yes. Are they a thin team talent-wise? Yes. Is it going to hurt that you're going to be missing the starting right guard and right tackle for however long of a stretch? Yes. It's going to be extremely painful. You know, is losing Storm Duck beneficial? No, it's not.
No.
You. Those are all things that are going to water your team down. I already thought this was a very top-heavy team that did not have any depth to it. This is going to challenge it even more. But this is an all-hands-on-deck situation. This is the team that Chris Greer made. This is the team that Mike McDaniel chose to coach. This is the bed that you made, and you're going to lay in it right now. So, trust me, I saw Steve Ross after the game. Trust me, we gonna get changed. They keep losing. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
So you just my thing is, you know, they were the only team that got blown out in week one. It's shameful. It's a disaster. But you know what's more important than how they played in week one? How they respond in week two.
Oh, yeah. That's going to tell you a lot for everybody who thinks they quit. You're absolutely right about that. There better be a lot smarter team, more passionate team.
Yeah.
Not make all the mistakes and 12 guys in the huddle and timeouts for a two-point conversion. Yeah.
You see a repeat performance of what you saw against the Colts, against New England.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm not sure Mike makes it out of the stadium with a job.
Ooh. That's a quick one. All right. Hey, Omar, thank you. Appreciate you coming on, man. Good stuff today. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Omar Kelly joining us from the Miami Herald. Talk a little bit about the whole situation there, man. We're going to take a quick break, but before we do, I got to tell you about Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Oh, my gosh, Harvey. I tell you, besides being the partners of Cohn and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, who are unbelievable what they do. They don't have a bunch of side lawyers. They do the work for you. I always tell everybody, if you're not happy where you are right now because you thought you were getting the name on the law firm was going to be the guy, the one you saw doing the TV commercials and holding the doggy and running a beautiful shot coming in, and you see him working like he's working on something, and then you go in there and you find out you're not even going to meet him. Well, you don't have to worry about Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. They got great communication skills, and they're going to be working with you from start to finish. They will handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. They think that's important, man. And if you're not happy and you're starting to feel like you're not wanted or you're not a priority, get out of there. Go to Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, man. Doesn't matter where you are in South Florida, they'll come out and see you. They're ready to go. ConanJudah.com. Read the reviews. Partners who you can always reach. Hey, I got to tell you, go to ConanJudah.com. Read the reviews. They're saying great things about them for a reason. You'll get the special touch. 866 fair fee. Remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. You talk about Harvey Cohn. That man takes losses with the Miami Dolphins as hard as you do. I think that's the guy you want to represent you, slip and fall, automobile injury, or anything else. Go to Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today here?
All right, Joe.
We're off to a great start, aren't we?
Sure. Let's update on a couple
real
of
positive show.
Couple of fan incidents that we had here recently.
I saw some again the other day I'd never seen, man. These things are popping up. What the hell's going on with everybody?
Let's see if I got the one you're thinking of here, Joe. First off, we got the Bills fan who shoved Lamar Jackson.
He's like, he should have just drilled him.
Lamar did. Lamar
no, he shoved him, but he should have just.
He should have knocked him right in the face. I agree with you 1,000%.
In all city.
I also think if Lamar gets disciplined in any way, the league should be ashamed of themselves.
There's no way.
But I get it. They're trying to avoid like a major situation. Guys running in the stands.
You want to boo when he goes by you?
Yeah,
something.
But you can't hit guy. Hit two of them, by the way. Hit Hopkins too after he made that sick catch. Anyway, that guy has been banned for life from all NFL stadiums. That's very embarrassing. By the way,
you hope
guys
Woody,
get banned.
You hope we hope that that message gets sent to the country, right? That everybody like yourself talking about that so people will think twice when you get, by the way, these stadiums, they're going to be gone here pretty soon where you're not going to be able to touch them. Cause that used to be the old Orange Bowl. Would you ever see the Orange Bowl? It had like a down in the corner, the fans, it was right next to the end zone on the one side.
Yeah.
And it was like a 3-foot or 4-foot fence. So, I mean, they could jack you when you're going around the corner. Those are going to be gone. There won't be any of that. They'll be all gone here pretty soon.
And then we have the Phillies one. Is that the one you're talking about? The Phillies?
Yeah, the
fan?
Phillies one was crazy.
So, yeah, I think everyone's seen that now. The guy, you know, the dad catches the ball, goes and brings it to his son, and this, like, middle-aged woman loses her mind.
She's saying he ripped it out of her hand. I think he didn't. It was loose. It's
those
on
balls
the ground.
Those balls are a free-for-all, number one. And number two, why would an adult care so much about a...
Well, did she have a kid with her? I don't know.
I don't think so, man.
He went and gave it to his son right away.
So she just... I mean, this lady loses her mind.
Yeah,
she's screaming in the guy's face. Yeah. He gives her the ball back. The story ended nicely, though.
Oh, no, he
the Marlins took care of the kid. They gave him a goodie bag. They brought him down.
Phillies took care of him.
Yeah, so it ended up okay.
Got a bat from the guy that hit a home run, signed, whoever it was.
Man, I'm as into memorabilia as the next person, but, those balls have no value, so I don't know why.
They doing their big home runs.
Yeah, but that wasn't Ohtani's 60th.
No, I got you.
I got you. Like,
you were there for that game.
I tried for that ball. I was in those seats. We had great seats for that game.
I don't see you aggressive enough to do that, because that group is real aggressive when you start talking about a baseball that's worth.
That 50th home run, I would have knocked over any kid in my way to get that ball. I mean, that was $3 million?
You know, half these end up in a settlement where the court says you're going to split the.
I still don't know what happened to that ball. There was lawsuits.
Remember the Barry Bonds ball? They had to split the out in San Francisco. They had to end up splitting the cost, and it was in legal. It was in court for a while. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, they made it. They made good there. So all these fans incidents have settled themselves here. But I got to tell you, getting banned for life. Could you imagine? You're like, hey, you want to go to the game this weekend? Nah, I'm not allowed in the stadium.
I don't know. If you really want to get in, you can get in, right? How are they going to?
Well, if you get caught, you get arrested for trespassing.
Yeah, but like if you behave yourself, come on.
They have a lot of
how are they
going to
figure
you go? Facial recognition software and all kinds of stuff.
How are they going to? I always love when they're banned for life. And I go,
Johnny Manziel mask.
Say they banned me and now I go back home and like, how are they going to know out? Wherever, if I went to an A's game in Sacramento or a Giants game in San Francisco,
got more stuff to get through.
All right, go ahead.
The Cowboys and Eagles, Joe, just missed hitting a record in ratings. That was obviously because of the 60 plus minute weather delay that they had in that one.
What kind of numbers they get?
A little over 28.
Wow,
28 million.
Do we know what Sunday Night Football did?
I don't have the numbers on that as
28 million. I thought would be the winner for the weekend, but
well, the winner for so last year's Ravens and Chiefs to open up the season, that was 29, a little over 29.
I wish they could play each other five times a year. Those games are so entertaining.
I agree with
you. And by the way, I love when everybody, well, Lamar played his ass off. Shut up. Lamar didn't fumble. He's not the one that fumbled.
No, the big horse, that bum.
He's not a bum. The big horse is the big horse for a reason. And still big horse, even though he fumbled.
He's a bum when he costs you money like that.
But Lamar, the Lamar thing, like, oh, Lamar what? Lamar played his ass off, man.
He's really good.
You don't like him? Bring him down here and play for us.
Did we have a chance at him?
We got a chance at most of these guys.
All right, anyway.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Chad, one more here for you, Joe. We had a little discipline handed out. I got to keep my spitting incidents in check here, too. We have fan incidents and we have spitting incidents. Are you doing that because people can see you on the screen? That's funny. Anyway, this specific spitting incident, we're talking about the Luis Suarez one. He has been suspended for 3 league matches.
Really?
Yeah.
Luis Suarez. Wow. I didn't know he had a little temper problem. I guess that's followed him around for a while.
So we had spitting in soccer. We had spitting in pro football, college football. And that's all been like a span of a week. A lot of spitting incidents.
A lot of spitting.
Last week.
Spitting's hot right now. Spitting's very popular, Woody. Good call. Good call.
Screw that punching stuff.
Yeah,
bro.
Forget that. I could get hurt or hurt, you know, hit somebody and run or something. I just spit.
I don't know which one was more costly in the football ones, by the way. The one guy misses the whole game.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess what they won anyway, so it didn't matter, but
probably I think they find him as pay for that game.
Yeah. But he misses the whole game, kind of screws his team there.
Had a big smile.
The Gator one, though, was that one took the cake for me.
Bad timing for that one. That and not knowing how 4 guys can't tackle a guy on a screen.
That one bothered you. I know it seemed to bother you.
All right, Woody.
Eight o'clock
hour. Nothing bothers me. Nothing bothers me, man.
You're numb.
I got through yesterday. I'm good. I've seen it all. Just when you think you haven't seen it, a guy gets kicked out before his first snap on defense. That was a new one, but most everything we've seen by now.
Yesterday, right when you think it can't get any worse, the front page of TMZ. Just when you think it just can't get any worse for you, it's raining crap all over you,
man. Yeah, the soon-to-be ex-wife decided, let me give it another shot here. Serious stuff, though, man.
Front page, man.
Serious. Front page. That stuff, that domestic violence stuff is serious, man. That is serious stuff that, anyway, we got to go to break. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Stay with us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.